Pioneer.
Many music genres on the Dirty Rice Show. Hi, this is Lee Kleinpeter with an invite to join me and Bill Bolens for the Dirty Rice Show, 9 to 11 p.m. Saturdays on KRVS 88.7 FM. Made with Louisiana Rice, Louis Armstrong, Louis Prima, Marsha Ball, Irma Thomas, Fats Domino, Zydeco to Jazz, Pop to Funk. Join me and Bill this Saturday night, 9 o'clock, for 2 hours of the cream of the crop of Louisiana music. Dirty Rice, gluten full, just like Grandma's recipe.
Support comes from Le Restaurant Tante Marie in historic downtown Brobridge, serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner, along with a full bar featuring local espressos, beers, and spirits. Featuring live music and dancing all weekend, including a Cajun jam session on Saturday morning. Tante Marie is located at 107 North Main Street in Brobridge. For performance schedules and menus, the website is jamsandbiscuits.com.
This is KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette Lake Charles at krvs.org.
All right, we're back at the Zydeco program. Your host, J.B., sitting in the chair here until 12 noon with my sidekick and co-host, MC. And so we'll continue with some of that good Zydeco music on this Saturday morning, but we want to say good morning to Elder and Black. Good morning to you. And Elder, stop worrying about Floyd. Floyd can take care of himself. He's out there in the field. Yes, he's working. But that's the best place for him, because Dolores kicked him out of the house and told him to go out there and do something and get out of her hair. That's what she told him. So he went out in the field. So, Elder, I know you're worried about your brother, but leave him alone. He'll be all right. He'll be all right. There's no question. Now, you know Floyd. You know your brother. So if you want to call him, give him a call and encourage him and say, Floyd, keep doing what you're doing because you enjoy doing it. Now, Elder, get up and dance. I'm playing something for you, especially for you, called Jolie Blonde. And it's also going out for my sister, Mako. Good morning to you. And Dello in Birmingham. Tope in Baton Rouge. Monica in Houston, and Put all the way in Inglewood, California. Good morning to all of you, my sisters.
Oh, my jolly blonde, if you truly remind me dead, remind me dead, but on a thank you.
Tarleton, Victorian, better known as Black, good morning to you. Hope that you're doing better on a Saturday morning. Here comes something by Big Nathan, and he calls this one, I think, he calls it Zydeco Gal. Going out for you that Tarleton, better known as Black. That comes from your brother-in-law, Floyd.
Zydeco girl, I've got me a Zydeco girl. She make me feel good when I feel bad. She make me happy when I'm sad. When things are down, she lift me up. When it comes to her love, it's never enough. If I get lost, she helped me find my way. She come home smiling every day. I've got me a Zydeco girl. I've got me Zydeco girl. We'll be right back.
comes a time in every young man's life. That night he's always gonna remember. Wrote a little song about it.
Now, that was Rusty Matoy on the Riverbank, a single that he produced. And anyway, that song you're listening to, Zydeco Sampas Ali, every Saturday morning. We right here doing what we do best is provide you with the best in sounds of Zydeco music right here. No other place that you can find it but right here. Coming up is something by Keith Frank, and he's at Slim's Waikiki, Volume 2, on his CD, and he recorded this back in, I don't know exactly the year. I can't read them little small print. Boy, they put those little things so small in here, you can't even read that stuff. It's so small, man. Melvin, what's happening?
Oh, man, not too much. Just chilling.
Chilling. That's all you can do.
That's all we can do right now. Yeah. It's kind of you ride around, it just feels like something's over you. You know,
yes,
it still
yes.
feels like...
Yes, isn't that something, though, too?
Yeah. You can just feel the difference it looked like in the air.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
That's kind of crazy.
It's eerie.
Yeah, kind of eerie.
Yeah, it's an eerie feeling, and you don't have much traffic. You pass by the places, business places, where normally people would be hovering around. There's nobody there.
There's nobody there. You know, everybody being safe, taking precaution, which is a good deal.
Yeah.
To make sure everybody's safe, and whenever they say, roll on, I guess it's going to be all right. But it takes time, trying to figure all of this out. And, you just got to take care of yourself and kind of stay to yourself. You can't have all the gatherings that you used to have because I think it's still at number 10, I believe.
Yeah.
Still only 10 can be together. So take care of yourself.
And we got a measure. I might have to get me a measurement tape over there. We're supposed
to
be
six feet apart.
Well, yeah, and that's why I'm backing up.
Everybody walking around with a tape measure. Let me see if I'm 6 feet away.
Yeah, you got to take that mic and back up
and
against the wall over there.
What's going to happen with 6 feet?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I don't know.
But just one of those things. They really don't know.
I guess they figure that the energy that you exert when you speak goes down.
After 6 feet,
I suppose.
I guess.
I don't know
how that works. We'll go with that. That sounds like a good plan.
Yeah, I don't know. You're just thinking about that.
6 feet apart, and that's difficult to do sometimes.
Mm.
But
anyway, let's play something by Keith Frank on his CD called Step Into the Rhythm.
That's a good song.
Yeah, Step Into the Rhythm.
That's a good song.
We'll be right back.
That was Step Into the Rhythm, but we're going to crank it backwards, and we're going to go to You Can't Keep a Good Man Down. That's what my good friend from, and that's your cousin, Melvin, from Preston, well, Frank. Was it Preston Frank? Not Preston Frank. From Lake Charles. What's his name? Always call here every Saturday morning. That's your cousin, he says. Anyway.
Michael Frank?
Michael Frank. That's who it is. He wants to hear Can't Keep a Good Man Down. I don't know why he wanted to hear that, but I'm thinking of something that possibly. Anyway, Michael, that going out for you by Keith Frank. Can't Keep a Good Man Down.
Sometimes it drops down, yeah. Like you ain't got no friends around. Yeah. Stand up!
Stand up!
Teacher!
Teacher!
Come ahead!
Come ahead!
Hey, come ahead!
And I've been down one time. And I've been down two times. Oh, that's good. I like that. Somebody stomp your feet when I do that, okay? All right, everybody together. I don't want y'all to pull a muscle or nothing, so let's all get this together, okay? So we're going to do 10 times, okay? Everybody got that. Everybody count to 10. If you're too drunk to count to 10, you probably just need to sit down anyway, okay? All right, so we're going to do this 10 times, all right? And I've been down 10 times. Oh, that was good. But you know what? Now this goes for the ladies too now. But you can't keep a good man down. Odell, you can't keep a good man down. Can't keep a good man down. Cecilia, you can't keep a good man down. Good man.
This selection is going out for the people over in Patouville, and that's they wanted to hear this song, Hot Rod, so here it comes by Andre Theory. Hot Rod, ladies and gentlemen. No, that's not what it is. We'll play it for you. Don't worry about it. We'll take care of that right now. Let's see, number five. Okay, here we go, number five.
Thank you.
Ça, c'est des Tukiken qui l'aiment valser. Commenceur, Mako. Tu as-tu quelque chose à parler bien avec toi, Mako? Sans toi, là. Valser un petit peu, là.
My cop, they don't love me. Don't love me no more. So I gotta leave a Louisiana. If I leave a Louisiana, I vow never to return unless my love calls again.
stop fooling around. Now why didn't you tell me you needed the space? Now I lost another pretty face. Now why didn't you tell me you needed the space? Now I lost another pretty face.
Another pretty face.
Another pretty face.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's right. How many faces have you seen that was pretty in your lifetime? This,
in my lifetime?
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. One,
you better,
two,
you better say one.
Three. Yeah, a couple in my lifetime.
You better say
not,
one.
One, a two, three. Yeah, I've seen about three.
About three?
Yeah, three, four.
Three, four.
Yeah. And now the other side of the track, seen a couple of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. But right. Anyway.
Yeah,
so,
man.
So, I mean, you know, I was just looking at some stuff on the computer.
Mm-hmm.
The coronavirus.
Oh, yeah.
First case was in December.
Yeah.
December.
In December.
February, March.
But it was in China.
January, February. Yep. Mm-hmm. In China. First case.
Yeah.
You know, so it's been out there a while, but just remember if you feel a little fluish and think about it, but then I think you got to see your primary care physician so he could recommend you to go get the test.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, so
it's
a process, and then nobody knows how many people have it.
No.
You know?
No.
And we don't want to scare anybody, you know, because if you're feeling good, you're feeling good. And if you feel a little something, you know, you feel a little something, You know, so now we just got everybody on the fringe.
Everybody's right on now, the edge right now.
On the edge, and don't know if you got it. I don't know who you seen, who you talked to, and all that stuff.
You gotta just stay away from folks. You know,
stay away. Yeah, stay home. Yeah.
Just stay home.
Stay home. Boy, I tell you what. Bow Down Club, y'all got it tough. You can't go nowhere. You got to stay home.
No place.
Stay home.
Floyd called, and his sister Elda had called him and found out that she wanted to know whether or not he was at home or working in the field. So someone had called her and said they had seen Floyd all the way back in the field back there, working on his tractor. And she called and told me, he better get his behind in the house. Now, let Floyd work.
Floyd do what he gonna do.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Let Floyd work.
Yeah, life don't stop. Mm-hmm. I mean, it slowed down a little bit, but you still got to do some things. And
but you got to go out
there. He ain't bothering. He ain't talking to nobody way out there. He's the only one in the field.
No, you might run across a coon or something.
Yeah, but they don't get it.
No.
They don't get it.
No, that's the truth. So. Or a skunk or something. And because way out there in the field, he might run across a skunk. And because them skunks right now, they are coming out because they have their little family right now with them.
Do waltzes sting at this time of the year?
Yes. No. Well, if you get in their way, yeah.
But they're not aggressive.
Not aggressive right now because they don't have any little ones right now.
Oh, okay.
They just, everything right now is springtime, and they just kind of putting their little eggs.
Yeah.
And that's what happens a lot of times. Talking about little ones, John called me. My son called me.
Oh, you got a little one?
Yeah. No, he said.
Well, you stuttered on that one.
No.
What?
But he told me, he said, Daddy, I need for you to do one thing for me. He said, because I got to go to work. And he said, Ace, his dog, a black lab, was pointing. And he went out there and he saw a little owl. Owl had fell out the tree, apparently, and he didn't know how to fly. So he wanted me to go out there and check on the owl. I said, wait a minute now. I know you're Dr. Doolittle Jr., and I'm Dr. Doolittle Sr., because I don't kill snakes.
Okay.
I throw snakes in my neighbor's yard.
That's a good way.
But anyway.
Kill the neighbor, not the snake. But go ahead.
But anyway, I told him, I said, what happened, John? Look, they're going to teach him. But he said the two big ones, the mother and the father, were flying around.
Yeah, they're protecting them.
Oh, yeah. They were flying around, and they would dive low, and they would fly.
They're showing them how to fly.
Yeah. And he said, well, if you can't do it, that's the time I had all the plumbing problems.
Right.
But when he went to the lunch, they taught the little bird, the little owl, how to fly. Mother and father's love. Man, and Ace left him alone. Ace went in the back pasture.
And watched.
And watched him, apparently. Didn't bother. A little thing. But he has a bunch of owls in his backyard, in the tree.
Yeah.
And so he went to lunch. He went by there, and he said it was gone, apparently. And they had taught him how to fly. But ladies and gentlemen, the animals, the birds, the fowl, sometimes, particularly those that lives in a tree or someplace, they will teach their little one how to fly.
Well, that's what parents do.
And my point is this. Teach your child also the good things about life and how things to do. And that's what birds and animals teach their little. Just like when a cow gives birth to a calf. What do? They sit around. They just lick them. They just make sure that they'll get up and walk. They don't just let them sit there and lie down. No.
You got to get up.
You got to get up and start walking. And as soon as them little calves realize that they have legs and limbs to move around, oh, man, they start running around. And you notice that.
Oh, yeah.
They start wobbling around. And little horses do the same thing. And they teach them how to do things.
I think the one thing right now is going to be the Bow Down Club is going to really be stressed out because what do you do
Yeah.
Just be quiet. Don't say nothing. Just don't say a word.
No, you better not say
nothing. No, don't say nothing. Mm-mm. Even though you got something to say, Leon.
Oh, Leon.
Leon, he always got something to say.
Leon, just be quiet.
Yeah, just be quiet. But he got something to say.
Just listen.
He got something to say.
You might.
He always got something to say.
But you might learn something, Leon, if you listen.
He got something to say.
Well, you learn quick.
Yeah. Bow down, club. Yeah, but this is going to be a very family-oriented time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, time to get together, spring, do some things around the house and get some things done. And you're going to do a lot of eating, but don't eat up all your food in 1 week because you might not have no food next week. You know, look, they ain't got no more, you know, so you can't eat a lot because they ran out of toilet paper. So
That's what I'm about to say.
Yeah, you can't eat a lot because I don't think you can find toilet paper in the store anymore. Toilet paper.
Well, depends on
where you go.
Look, we had to resort back to
what?
How we used to do it on the farm.
There's no corn cobs out here.
I'm just wondering, is there anybody who has a crib, we call it a crib, or a barn, where you have actual corn on the cob in that barn?
Probably not.
Because you could go to find the corn cob that you needed. You needed a red one and a white one.
Uh-huh.
And that's all you need.
That's all you need. We can't explain anything else about it. On the air, it's a little graphic. So we'll stay away from the definition. We'll tell you about the corn cob, but we cannot put it on the air.
No, we can't.
Just too much. It's too much. They can't take it. They can't take it.
But
so
we may have to resort back to...
Yeah, you know, you got to think about it, you
mm-hmm.
know?
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of like, hold up, what you going to do now?
Yeah.
So you got to take care of yourselves, and that's the main thing. Take care of your family during these times and spend some time with them and get to know them. Now, it's a good time to get to know your family because a lot of people are not working.
But the question is, if any of your family member is working...
Uh-huh.
And... They're saying that if you have contact with strangers
uh-huh.
and you don't know if they have or they're carrying the
sure.
virus.
Nobody knows.
You can't come close. You can't get close to your family members. You can't. You got to stay 6 feet away or you can't even visit them. So sometimes you have your family separated for a while until all of this stuff kind of washes out. And see, so you got to be careful, even though you got a family member. You may not be able to visit with that family member. And
John,
on the serious side, though, that's the truth.
Yeah, but John, don't give them people an opportunity because some people are gonna use this. No, honey, I can't come home. I can't come home, honey. You know, I've been around a bunch of people. I'll see you tomorrow.
John told us on the radio.
That's what you're giving her. You just gave them the out. And say, I can go hang out.
No, you got
to. But they can't hang out nowhere because there ain't nothing open.
No place to hang out.
There's no place to hang out.
You can't. You got to stay away. Now, you talk to your mate or your partner, or your husband or wife.
Or just now, wash and take your shower, take your good
hot bath. No, you got to stay away. 6 feet away. When you sit at the table, you got to stay six feet away.
What if you ain't got no 6 feet? What you going to do?
Well, you got to go in the other room.
Boy,
get your little TV tray and go eat over there.
I tell you what, we going down then. We going down.
Go you know
okay, 6 feet.
Look, don't come here. Don't come around me.
You're trying to start a walk. It's gonna be rather interesting. All right, let's do some music.
Oh yeah, let's see something by Sean Ardwin.
Sean, good morning, Sean.
We come here to party. That's what it is.
Let's come to party.